Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. It is the Start and 11 Prediction Show. Liverpool Champions League semi-final action against Villarreal. Yes, we love a good. We love a good R roll, and then I didn't roll my R at all. Villarreal. It's fine. Right. I'm here to talk through some thinking as to what Liverpool are going to do on the night. We saw two games back-to-back where the Reds went very, very strong. Three games, actually, when you go back to the FA Cup game. I think a lot of people thought, will he take a couple of players out for the Man United game? No, he's gone really strong. Oh, well, it's Merseyside derby. Jürgen always puts like mad teams out there to kind of rub it in Everton's faces, and he went really strong again. And now it's a Champions League semi-final. He's going to have to go strong again, right? Probably. But what does that mean? What does that look like? What I've done here is put out everyone, I believe. I think I've got everyone who's available. I've laid them out on the board. I'm going to talk you through. I'll read all the names. You all know the Liverpool squad by now. We've been doing this long enough, right? But then we're going to start to whittle it down, and then we'll eventually like get it down, like chiseling away. It's not just whittling, it's chiseling out of marble now a side capable of beating Villarreal in the first leg, and then hopefully having enough in the tank to go and play Newcastle early doors on the Saturday. But I'm going to need your help. If you're here live on YouTube right now, get involved in the comments section. First and foremost, I want to know a list of players. Let's go hard and say, give me three players who you think are definitely not going to be in the starting 11, who are on this board right now. So I'll go for it for those of you listening after the fact. Obviously, the three goalkeepers, Adrian, Alisson, Kelleher. Got two left-back options in Robertson and Tsimikas. Centre-backs, I've Van Dijk, Matip and Konate. I've moved Gomez as a right-back option alongside Trent Alexander-Arnold because that's obviously where he's got his most minutes of late. Midfielders, the DM, I think you're going really between Fabinho and Jordan Henderson. Left-sided mid is between Thiago, Jones, Milner. Right-hand side, Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Elliot, and of course, there is the slight possibility that Jordan Henderson could play there as well. And then in attack, a wealth of attacking options. Who's going to start who's going to start up front? Is Mane going to start again? Is Firmino going to come back in? Divock Origi, having just come from out of nowhere to break Evertonian hearts once again, could he start up front? Is it going to be Jota or Diaz on the left, or is it going to be Salah? And I've put Minamino on the right, but I don't think Minamino will start on the right. I think you'd more likely see one of Mane, Jota or Diaz out there before Taki, which is no disrespect to Taki Minamino, it's just the state of where we are right now. Thank you so much, first and foremost, to Michael McGuinness, who's one of our members here on YouTube. He says, Adrian, Elliot, Jones, I don't think will play. I agree. Well, let's definitely sort that. You're right, I think there's no chance of Adrian starting barring some sort of massive complication. And I think it will definitely be, we'll add as well. I can't see where Quibin Callagher is going to get a game in this one. So we'll put him on our bench pile for the moment. Elliot Jones. See, that's interesting because we've seen Curtis Jones has done a bit. And I think the question is, how many of these lads need to be rested and rotated? There's a question that Fabinho might need a little bit of time off. I wonder whether you do the same with Thiago. Henderson obviously got his rest. He comes on for the final 10 minutes. So I think he's nailed on. He's the only absolute 100% nailed on player in our midfield. I don't think it's outside the realms of possibility that Curtis Jones could come in, but I do agree on Harvey Elliott. I don't see how he comes out the cold to go straight into a Champions League semi-final. So I'll bench Harvey for now. Elliot Bagshaw says Matip, Gomez and Jota won't play. Yeah, the Gomez stuff is an interesting shout. I tend to agree on Joe Gomez, so we'll put Joe Gomez in the bench pile for the moment. The centre-half thing, pardon me, Van Dijk, Matip, Konate. We could see Konate come in. In fact, in terms of the players, the 11 players, let me get this clear, the 11 players that have played the most minutes for Liverpool in the Champions League this season, three of those 11 are our centre-half options. So we've rotated the centre-back really well. Van Dijk's played tons. Matip and Konate. Konate's played less than either of them, but it means he is a possibility for this game, of course. But yeah, Adam Johnson says, mate, just gone too big for us paupers with his appearance on Sky Sports. Hey, I'm here, mate. I'm here. I'm putting the big shifts in. I mean, mainly because we severely burned out Steve and Chris, so they're working away on other projects. But no, I'm here. Thanks so much, everyone. By the way, check out on a Saturday social on Saturday. It was good fun, that. Hopefully, if you've seen it on YouTube, you've backed all my choices, not Rory's. I presume you've done that because my choices were better. He only started to win that when we ran out of time to make proper debates. Right, sad. Yeah. Techers Dave, yes, Paul, hopefully you're not as bad as predicting Jürgen's lineup as Chris, but don't tell him. Yeah. Look, it's a tough old job, isn't it? Made all the harder by the fact that Liverpool have got tons of players. Oh, woe is us. I was talking to the Toffee TV boys and, you know, coming in, they're like, look at you smiling. Look at you zappy. What are you doing? Oh, you're planning away trips for Champions League semi-finals and stuff, and FA Cup finals. Like, yeah, so's about us. Danish said Ox, Taki, Elliot won't start. They're good shouts. I don't think Taki Minamino will be there. I think there's a stretch. He might not even make the substitute bench, but we'll go through those numbers in a little bit. Indeed. Okay. I think we've got, who else? Yeah, Ox as well. Yeah, I agree. I don't think Ox is gonna suddenly start this game either. Okay, so I've got us down to the one choice in goalie. It's gonna be Alisson. Robertson or Tsimikas at left back. Two from three of Van Dijk, Konate, Matip at centre half, and Trent definitely starting at right back. Six options for midfield: Fabinho, Henderson, Keita, Thiago, Milner, Jones. And then still in the attacking positions. I don't think Origi will start, actually. I'm going to take Origi out of that equation. I think it's then you're then choosing from, three from five attacking options, right? So it'll either be Jota, Diaz, Mane, Firmino, or Salah, a combination of three from them. Right, let me know. Let's go through this. I want to know. Give me a back fours first. Then we'll move on and have a chat about that. Right. I'm going to come and do that back in a moment, but we have got a show for you guys, a show and a half. The first episode we recorded a few weeks ago, the LFC Draft. You love Chris Pajak, right? Yeah? And maybe if you love Chris Pajak so much on this show, maybe you dislike Steve. I don't know. You shouldn't do. He's great too. Chris Pajak versus Steve Hoare, draft style, picking an all-time Liverpool rest of the world 11. That was episode one. Tomorrow we are doing the British and Irish all-time Liverpool 11 draft. Last time, it ended up in a little bit of a bloodbath. Chris Pajak likes to bend a rule. You can check out that last episode right now. I'll give you a little look at that one, and then don't rest assured, come back on Redmen Plus tomorrow for episode two. But yeah, here's that. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of the LFC Draft. It is going to be Chris Pajak against Steve Hoare. This week, it's a rest of the world 11. Non-European players who played for Liverpool throughout the history of the football club.
Luis Suarez.
Yeah, I'll take Mo Salah.
Sadio Mane.
Roberto Firmino.
Luis Diaz.
Joel Matip.
Ozan Kabak.
Is he Turkish?
Yes. Look at the countries. Ozan Kabak.
Surely Turkey's in Europe. Turkey's in Europe. Where do Turkey teams play? Champions League. They don't play in the Asia Cup. Okay, Turkey's last football match.
Can we check the one that I sent over, please, that I gave you 24 hours notice of?
Can I just let you
know? That I played it my card. Any problems, you've got to say now. This is what I'm using. I sent you yesterday. I gave you time to check.
But you know what? Have him back. He's f***ing shit. You can have him.
Yeah. And that was just chatting about Ozan Kabak. If you want that show, do consider going over and sign up to Redmen Plus. It's like our Patreon, but it's also like a bespoke Liverpool streaming service. We kind of call it Netflix for Reds. We've built it ourselves from the ground up. It means that if you subscribe to that, all the money comes to us, other companies don't take a cut, and we put it all back into making Redmen the best that it can possibly be. We've got loads of people over there who are really enjoying it, and you can join in with that too. But yeah, the draft is very, very good. We're doing the podcast live 10:30 Tuesday morning as normal for free on YouTube and in podcasting services after the fact. But then we've been doing Podcast Extra, which is a bit of an uncut version of the podcast where we ask and talk about some more, let's say, less free internet friendly topics. So all of them are there. And then now we're doing the draft on top. So you've got a whole other series where it gets a little bit feisty. But yes. Anyway, I asked for the Liverpool back four options. I'm going to read through those answers now. But while I'm doing that, I also now want to know your midfield three as well. So from Jones, Milner, Fabinho, Thiago, Hendo and Keita, what is your midfield three going to be? Let me know in the comments and we'll come to that in a second. But back to the defence. Michael McGuinness says Trent, Van Dijk, Konate, Robbo. As does Adam Johnson. Hopefully not that one. Chris here says Tsimikas, VVD, Konate, Trent. I like the Costa Tsimikas shout. I don't know where. Here's the thing. Newcastle's 12:30 on the Saturday, and Klopp's talked about how that's not a great turnaround time. Do you go, let's say Costa Tsimikas, and maybe even stick with the idea of being Van Dijk, Matip and Trent Alexander-Arnold? You've made one change to your back four, and then that means that when you make changes at the weekend, you actually bring, let's say, Konate in, and you bring in Robbo back in, and then you've refreshed a little bit of what you're doing. You've changed, you've across two games, you've added a bit more refreshment in rotation, but you don't have to make wholesale changes. Because my concern is you don't make changes to the fullbacks here, and you might have to change both at the weekend. And then maybe you're changing one centre half at the weekend as well. And then you've made three minimum changes, and then you're playing Newcastle away from home. It's a slight concern. That's my fear on this, and I realise I'm going to put my money where my mouth is in a moment on this one, but BF Gamer, Costas, Van Dijk, Konate, Trent. Okay, I'm going to go with that for the moment. I'm going to say Andy Robbo, you're going to play the league game at the weekend. So I'm going to go with Costas at left back. I'm going to put, who do Newcastle have up front? Did they play Chris Wood up front? I don't know enough about Newcastle. Yeah, I don't need to do any research to that until Thursday. What do we think? Who do we think is the better suited centre-half partner then for Virgil van Dijk for either game? Because I say we rotate. When I say Konate plays one, Matip plays one this week. Do we use Matip in the Champions League and Konate in the Premier League? Yeah, I think maybe we do that. Okay, so I'm going to keep Konate for the bench. I'm going to keep Robbo for the bench. So, Tsimikas, Van Dijk, Matip, Trent. So far, I can be talked out of this. Please feel free in the comments if you would like to do that for me. Right, let's talk about the midfield. So again, Jones, Milner, Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson, Keita. We've already whittled it down to we've benched Oxlade-Chamberlain and Harvey Elliott. Yes, that's who we benched. We didn't put Morton into consideration for this. BF Gamer says Hendo, Naby, Thiago. Ooh, wow. Okay, that's a good shout. Hendo, Fab, Thiago. Now, what we're starting to see, I think, is the idea that Liverpool's best midfield three is Fabinho anchoring. I don't think I'm changing anyone. I'm not opening anyone's eyes here. I think we'd all agree that I think Jürgen probably sees Fabinho, Hendo, Thiago. It's his most experienced midfield three for start. And then probably you're looking at Naby Keita potentially for Hendo. So you could easily see, Fabinho, Thiago, Hendo. You could see Fabinho, Thiago, Naby. But I think having seen a bit of that, I think Hendo, as I say, is nailed on to coming for this. I'm going to go with the idea of Jordan Henderson playing the six for this one. Is that nuts? Is that? If not, he's doing it against Newcastle. And then, okay, I think Thiago maybe needs a rest. So what about, in fact, let me see what other suggestions we've got. Fabinho, Henderson, Keita, Milo's Aviation says that. Fab, Thiago, Hendo says why Hendo, Naby, Thiago. Okay, right, okay, well, I'm going to work this out. While I'm doing this, actually, give us your front three in the comments. And again, we'll go through that once I've finally pulled this apart. All right, let's try Henderson, Jones, Keita. What do we think to that? Midfield three, Henderson anchoring, Curtis Jones from the left, Naby Keita from the right. Is that too weak? We're at Anfield. I'm not 100% convinced that. I'm going to go with that for the moment. And I'm going to park the rest of the midfielders down there. And I'm going to come onto front three, and then we'll have one final pass through at this and see if we can come back to a nice equilibrium that we can all agree on. In terms of the attacking players, then, Christopher Bedanis as Diaz, Mane, Salah, as does Keanu Parkins. Good shout. Diaz, Jota, Salah, says Haricic. 03, Diaz, Mane, Salah, says Slavin. Ben Shipley says Diaz, Mane, Salah. Okay, cool. I think Diaz coming off the bench, I think he will start. I think Bobby would start, but I don't think he's likely to be fully fit for this one just yet. So we'll go. I think it is quite simple, this one. I agree. I think it will be Diaz on the left. It will be Mohamed Salah on the right, and it will be Sadio Mane through the middle. And then we have to pick our substitutes from there. And once I've done that, let's have a little readjustment and see what we can come up with for a final 11. So I'm going to put Adrian down there for the moment. We've got 12 subs to play with in the Champions League. It'll be Quveen Kelleher. Let's put Andy Robbo there. Ibu Kanate. Then we want Joseph Gomez. That's a lot of defenders, but it's fine, Paul. We've got 12 subs. That's cool. Divock, we want to make sure Divock's on there. Our midfielders, Jimmy Milner. And then we're looking at Fab. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's put Thiago in there. And then we've got, we want Jota, Bobby, blimey. This is a good bench, this. 3, 4, 5. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I've got one more substitute option. Do we go Taki, Ox, or Adrian? Taki or Ox? I don't think we need them on the bench, do we? Okay, let's go. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. There we go. Meaning Minamino misses out, as does Adrian. And therefore, my 11 right now. Alisson in goal. Tsimikas left-back. Van Dijk, Matip, Trent as my back four. Henderson, Jones, Cater as a midfield three. Diaz, Mane, Salah up front. What are we changing? People won't be happy with that. A lot of people shouting for Taki. Do we want Taki on the bench? Okay, you know what? Go on, Taki or Ox? Who's making the bench? Taki or Ox? Taki or Ox? Taki or Ox? Taki. Yoda says Ox. Fix the midfield, says Adam Johnson. You got things you need to fix, son. Defo Canate, Jones out. Oh, God. Right, okay, I will. You know what? The Taki love has swayed me. I'll put Taki Minamino on the bench. Sorry, Ox. I'd have you on there, Ox. I put you on there, mate. Blame the comments. Taki everywhere. Milner for Keita. What? Milner for Keita, Stephen Camilleri. Wow, okay, fair play. Curtis Jones is an obvious one, potentially. You know, is there just... do we go? No. I'm having the courage of my convictions. I like being wrong and dying on hills for no reason. I'm sticking with that. Do you agree or disagree with my 11? In goal, Alisson Becker. Left back, Kostas Tsimikas. Centre back pairing, Van Dijk, Joel Matip. Right back, Trent Alexander-Arnold. In the six, Jordan Henderson. He's going to do Fabinho's coming on 60 minutes, by the way. Curtis Jones and Naby Keita complete the midfield. And then on the left wing, we've got Luis Diaz. Centre forward, we've got Sadio Mane. Right wing, Salah. I think that's 100% the front three. I don't think there's anything there. I'm not convinced I've got the midfield right. I'm not 100% convinced I've got the defence right. Virgil will definitely play and Trent will definitely play. Robbo will probably play. I've probably got that wrong. Yeah.
The Craftsman of the Cop, an in-depth documentary looking at one man's passion to get his banners onto the Cop. A unique, individual and exclusive documentary available right now on Redmen Plus. Head to theredmentv.com right now to stream the full documentary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. There's no re... Oh, there we go. EK. Thiago should start. He's Spanish. Sounds. Yeah, go ahead. I can make a strong case for a lot of these, I'll be honest. It's an absolute nightmare, isn't it? An absolute nightmare. It's weather... I think we need to make sure we've got a little bit in reserve, and I know we've got five substitutes. And in fact, let me do this. I did this last time. I think it's quite fun. Let's say you've got three pre-programmed substitutions. You've got five. You'll keep the last one for 3 minutes to go, and if he just wants to protect someone or he wants to give a standing ovation out, three of them will be absolutely, they're happening no matter what, and they'll happen on 60, 65 or 70. And I think those substitutions on my 11 will be, I think Thiago will come on and Fabinho will come on. And I also think that Jota will come on. And then Milner will come on. And then the last one will be whoever the attacking players. So do you give Divock or Taki maybe the final few minutes just to run around? Right. Fab for Jones, it's a semi-final, says Tinks in caps. Thank you so much for engaging cap blocks. That you couldn't, I've heard that in your voice. Like, just let's just do it. Fab for Jones, it's a semi-final. Yeah, I know. Maybe I've gone a bit light in midfield. Maybe I have. But I'm also thinking, I think this team is capable of winning. I don't think you need Fabinho for this game. I think Jordan Henderson, I think we're a very good attacking side with Jordan Henderson in the six. And I think that's what the onus is going to be on us in this game, is to go and take the game to Villarreal and beat them. It's whether you want to put Thiago in instead of Jones, but we've got to be careful with these lads. There's a game every 3 days. And my worry is if you start, let's just say we just start Thiago, then you're then looking to sub them out. You've got to be, and then you're playing Newcastle. And what team are you putting out for Newcastle? I don't want to end up with a mad team for Newcastle. I want another strong team for Newcastle without having to run people into the red zone, because then you're flying to Villarreal the next week to do the second leg, and then, and then there's cup finals and everything in between. So I'm trying to be sensible. I don't think Jürgen will be able to do just this. Michael McGuinness says, agree with everything but Tsimikas, Jones, Matip and Diaz. But wait there. Tsimikas, Jones, Matip and Diaz, Robbo, Jota, Fabinho and Canate to start. Okay, so you agree with everything, but sit. You agree with everything? Close enough. Right, leave me your 11s in the comments section. You can be, just if you want to just disagree, go wild, it's the internet. But what I want to see, because I want to be able to come back to you, I'm going to go through the comments later, I want to see your 11s, I want to know your reasonings. So if this is if you're doing something, have you factored the Newcastle game in? Do you care? It's fine if you don't care. What is your overall squad strategy? Let me know in the comments. If you're watching this live on YouTube, do that now. If you're watching after the fact on YouTube, do it then. If you're listening in podcast form, then you can just tweet us at the Redmen TV with your 11s. Or if you want to bother me, at the Paul Machin on Twitter as well. That's always good as well. But yeah, don't forget, check out Redmen Plus. It's amazing. We've got loads of boss content. We've got 60-minute final where looking back at the Merseyside derby. Yeah, following on from the instant match reaction, which was like 25 minutes at the weekend. We have got an Oppo preview for Villarreal coming out. I'm chatting to Guillaume Balaguer this week. That's going to be very exciting. Neil Jones doing Journo Insight to give you the latest, what's going on behind the scenes, behind the closed doors, in the press room with the Mighty Reds. We've also got a feature with John Achterberg and John Culshaw looking at the mural that was painted at the AXA Trading Centre with all the Liverpool goalkeepers on. What was the inspirations? How did the design come about and all that great stuff as well? That is streaming right now. And of course, we've got a Red Men Sessions with the Ragamuffins because we are doing a live show in the city of Liverpool, Hotel Anfield, the day before the final game of the season. Your man, Chris Pajak, is going to be joining me and State and all of the Red Men crew on stage, chatting through the season, partying, and then we're going to go off our heads to the Ragamuffins playing all the biggest Liverpool hits. Limited numbers left on those tickets. You can find them on Skiddle, or you can find the information in the description underneath here or on our socials. But if you're looking for something to do, if you're coming to Merseyside for the final league game of the season and you're like, well, what am I going to do the night before? I'm going to be dead nervous. Come and party with us in a huge way. Doors from 6 p.m. Or if you're just going to come down because you just want to be around and soak up the atmosphere, come and party with us. Doors from 6 p.m. Hotel Anfield. It is going to be amazing. Right, thank you so much. That is my starting 11 for Liverpool versus Villarreal. Up the fucking Reds.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.